Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 10. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." It is Monday, April 19th, 2021. It's Memorization Monday.
Hi, everybody.
That's Mary Ann's voice, and we're soon to introduce a special guest. I can't wait to brag her up and introduce her to you all. She's one of the newest interns. You know that we had three interns working with us. Well, Sansi joined us a couple weeks ago. And she's like here almost every day. She's like, "What else can I do? Can I come back tomorrow? When do you need me next?"
Oh, my goodness. So, you love that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. It's my love language. So we'll introduce her in just a moment. But I have a few other people I want to brag up as we launch into this new week. But last Friday, Al Hall had a homegoing service. His beloved wife, Debbie, and his family all met at the First Baptist Church of Rantoul, and so they had, a homegoing service, a celebration of life service, and that was very true of Al and the legacy he's left with his family, with all the singing men of GNN. He's been a part of our men's choir for many, many years. He was in the bass section. In fact, I was showing you two his photo when he sang here at Lincoln Square Mall where we had our 20th celebration, and Al's been a part of things for many, many years and recently passed away. But it's one of those happy, sad situations when you go to a memorial service or a celebration of life service is because there's the regret, the loss of missing that loved one or that friend or that neighbor or that coworker. And yet then you hear all the wonderful things, how they lived a good life, how they loved on their family, how they were generous and spent their time serving others. And then there's a part of you that wants to aspire to be like them, to learn from their good deeds, to kind of brings that healthy conviction. Wow, would people say that about me? Would those very nice things, how he lived his life, is that true of me? And so you kind of sit there and you reflect on that. And then you, oh gosh, the hard part when you see the spouse or the children with teary-eyed walk by at the end.
Yeah.
But Al was a good one. He finished well. Aww. He loved well.
You're crying right here,
yes.
Mark.
Well, I want to read something off the back of his, the bulletin, the thing that you give out at a memorial service. I thought this was really special. It says, "You can shed tears because they are gone, or you can smile because they lived. You can close your eyes and pray that they will come back, or you can open your eyes and see all that they left for you. Your heart can be empty because you can't see them, or you can be full of the love you shared. You can turn your back on tomorrow and live yesterday, or you can be happy for tomorrow because of yesterday. You can remember only that they are gone, or you can cherish their memory and live it on. You can cry and close your mind and feel empty, or you can do what they would want, smile, open your heart, love, and go on." And apparently they attribute this to Elizabeth Ammons.
That is beautiful.
So our hearts go out to Debbie and the family, and Al is now in the loving arms of God.
Wow.
Well, how do I transition into a happy, feel good? Here's a new intern working for us that maybe can carry on the Al Hall legacy of being generous and kind and gifted. And that's what I have to say about Sansi in just the couple weeks that I've gotten to know her. Her official name, Sansi, is kind of the nickname, but her name is Sanskriti, and her last name is Gupta, G-U-P-T-A. She's originally from India. Been in the United States how many years now? Couple years?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. And I'll brag her up before I more formally introduce her. But as I was aware of her desire to potentially be an intern with us, I had her fill out an application and then a couple of references, filled out a form that highlighted different strengths. And I won't say she had any weaknesses, but one said the unique thing about Sansi is she's a very hard worker. And when she had to return to India, and she was still in this program, she had to take classes like at midnight and 2 or 3 in the morning. She had to flip her whole schedule COVID. She returned to India, and then COVID-19 hit, and so she couldn't return, and so she had to like flip-flop her whole schedule to be able to attend classes and get her work in and do all this. So she got a glowing report from, I think, a dean of the law school or something. I'm not sure what I can actually say. I don't have the okay to give out names and such, but she said she's a very hard worker, very determined, very teachable. You have to just tell her something once. And that's very true of my experience with Sansi so far is, hey, can you work on this? And she said, just show me it. Boom, she goes and does it. Have you seen all those signs on all the stands over there?
She sure did
that. And she's working on, so let me formally introduce her. So she recently finished her master's here at the U of I in law and hoping to be a lawyer someday. And I don't know what direction that law will take because there's so many different types of lawyers. But she has practiced a little. It worked in a law office in India. And I think you're currently looking for a position at some point after this internship, of course, runs this course.
You don't want to build that up too much. You'll lose her right off the bat.
And Sansi, I don't know if you know this, but once a volunteer with Great News Radio, always a volunteer. So, like, for life, you still have to be affiliated with
She's still
with
smiling.
Us.
That's amazing. I would love to be here.
So let me share a little background. So I guess about 3 weeks ago, a dear friend, Bill Erickson, who he and his wife Donna oversee the IFI, International Fellowship, Inc. It's a ministry here on the U of I campus, and they reach out to international students and help them understand our culture and do a lot of activities and things together and meals. And
I feel share like some I should their... join that, Mark. I don't understand our culture altogether.
Right. And actually, Bill and Donna Erickson are the godparents of Esther, who on Friday,
that's nice.
I told everyone that she turned 12, but they're her godparents. They're just a great, godly Christian couple. But anyways, Bill sent out an email saying he has a friend, one of the students in their IFI program is looking for a type of internship or something. And I said, I had just had 3 internships on board and working. And I thought, well, if I can maybe help and let me find out a little more about her. So Bill said, she's very sweet, upbeat, and a go-getter. Do you know what a go-getter is? Have you heard that term in the United States? Okay, a go-getter is somebody that's on top of things.
Energetic.
Enthusiastic, will initiate and take on a new challenge, like vibrant about life, a go-getter, will go after things. And so they said that about you, and I said, that sounds intriguing. I like go-getters. And so we met up a couple weeks ago, and you said, hey, I'm just very willing to help. And I said, well, our internships, we don't pay anything. We try to do some good training, and once in a while there's maybe a gift card or something, but just so you know, we don't really have a budget. And you said, no, I really want to learn and enjoy the experience. And so you've been doing a variety of tasks the last few weeks. And I want to do a little disclaimer. She had no notice about being a part of today's broadcast
So forth. That's never happened.
So this is kind of her, what we would say is cutting your teeth. Have you ever heard that term? Yeah. Like when you do something new.
We're teaching idioms today.
You know apparently. What?
Hi, everyone. English 101 idioms.
I think with those English conversation classes, that's why I love teaching them, because I love bringing up all the different idioms and different things
that's
that we
helpful.
Do here. Yeah. So anyways, Sansi's here in the United States, and she's taken on an internship with Great News Radio and has met the other interns. In fact, I loved your follow-up, Sansi, because she knew the other interns were on a morning program a few weeks ago, so she listened to it so she could better connect with the other interns, and they all get along. Last Wednesday, they were all 4 of them were in here at the same time, and so it was kind of fun.
Did you order pizza?
No, but there was some leftover food from the board meeting earlier that day, so there was a little of that going on. And Sansi said, as long as there's like Pepsi or some kind of caffeine, she'll keep coming. So I'm going to make sure the fridge is always filled.
That's great.
Anyways, welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Today we're going to be looking at a special verse. It's out of Luke chapter 2, verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And so Marianne will be doing a reading in just a few minutes about this verse from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. But I think this will be a verse that is good news for all people and that we're not to be afraid. And so we're going to talk a little about what did this angel have to say and why did he say it. But first, so Sansi, you've been in the United States for a couple of years. Is it okay to tell people you're 25 years old?
Sure.
Do you have a boyfriend yet?
You just did.
No. Yeah, that's right. And she doesn't have a boyfriend.
Oh,
so if
Mark,
you're good looking, you're hard working, you're around 25 years old, you come see me and then maybe we can talk.
She's very good looking and you are incorrigible.
Yeah. Well, we're giving her the full experience of what it's like to be around like American broadcasters and such.
She's getting it.
So, Sansi, tell us a little about India and your experience of working towards being a law clerk or, you know, being a lawyer in the coming days.
So, I've been in India through 25 years of my life. I recently came to United States in fall 2019. And then that's the time when I started my master's here. Before that, I did my undergrad in India itself. It was a five-year course, and I also worked on various internships there. And it was a fun experience. I learned how to do things, like how to work as a lawyer in India. And when I came here, it was a completely different experience because this was the first time I was coming alone from home, and especially to a different country. Everything was new here. People were new. Language was new. It was a fun experience. I learned a lot here. And I had great mentors who taught me how to proceed, and they guided me at every step. My law school was the best part of my life because I learned a lot of things there, which I guess if I didn't have a good mentor, I would have never succeeded. And overall, it was a good experience. Back in India, it was pretty much fun because I did my schooling there. India is a fun place to visit. I'm sure if none of you have ever visited there, once in your life, you should target to go to India. And in India, we have Bollywood. That is one of the famous things there.
Oh, yeah.
You should definitely watch an Indian movie. It's very fun watching it. And
I agree with that. I have watched them.
Yeah, and especially India is very famous for its food. We have different varieties of food. Different region has its own food. So you should definitely try. And it's more about your taste. So if you're looking for something spicy, India is one of the famous spices place. And they have good varieties of food. They are very famous for different type of sweets. Like different regions have different kind of sweets. So it depends upon your taste. You should definitely try that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Don't the different regions of India have different types of food?
Or? Yes,
yeah,
that's
I thought so.
Yeah. So it is very diverse. Every state has its own, you know, religion and food, habits, culture. It's completely different.
Sure. Uh-huh. And what city were you from?
I'm from Delhi itself.
Delhi.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so for those that are familiar with the shape of India, where would your hometown be?
It's in the central India.
Okay, so that's the capital.
It's the big city.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those metropolitan cities, yeah.
And I think China has the 5 billion people. India is the second
Okay,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Like 1 to 2 billion. Many people.
Yeah, it's like the second largest on the planet, right?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Population-wise, yeah.
We welcome you here to the studios. Now, you've been here for a few weeks, and in fact, last Wednesday and Friday you were in, and I was telling some of my board, because I got to introduce you to our board after the board meeting, and I said, she has some legal background, so I have her working on our IDES, our Illinois Department of Employment Securities. Mm-hmm. We have a petition and a hearing and a filing, and so she spent an hour or two doing some research, following up on some keywords, how to develop our argument or our petition for the filing, and you know, so we're working on
prayer.
That. Yeah, so
thank you.
I thought that, in fact, the timing, her first day as she was kind of candidating to be an intern, that evening when I picked up the mail, I had this letter from the IDES office, and I thought, oh, this is interesting.
And you got somebody to deal with
so,
it, too.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to work together some briefs and then run it by an attorney and then do a filing pretty soon here.
Good.
But appreciate you, Sansi, being
so
a part
much.
Of being an intern and today's program. And so I think we'll transition into our special reading on this verse in Luke 2:10. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
Okay, this is from Robert J. Morgan's book. Luke 2:10 through 12 is the Bible's classic Christmas text, sung by angels choiring over Shepherd's Field in Bethlehem. Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, a Savior who is Messiah, the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a manger. Never was so great a message delivered in so few words. Notice how the message unrolls as you read the text. And now here's a list of 13 ways that he's saying it unrolls the text. Number one, this is liberating news. Don't be afraid. The coming of Christ banishes fear from human hearts. Number two, this is supernatural news. It was given by an angel from heaven shouting, "Look, I proclaim." Number three, this is personal news. I proclaim to you. Number four, this is good news. I proclaim to you good news. Number five, this is happy news. I proclaim to you good news of great joy.
Now, how many of us need some happy news nowadays?
Yeah. Yeah. Number six, this is global news that will be for all the people. Number seven, this is breaking news today. Number eight, this is saving news today, a Savior. Number nine, this is messianic news today, a Savior who is Messiah. Number 10, this is divine news. Today, a Savior who is Messiah, the Lord. Number 11, this is baby news. Today, a Savior who is Messiah, the Lord, was born for you. Number 12, this is royal news, born for you in the city of David. And lastly, number 13, this is accessible news. This will be the sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a manger.
Now, I'm going to jump in here because some people are thinking, wait a minute, it's April, and why are they doing the Christmas story?
It's Christmas
story?
In April.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because about 2 years ago, we started this book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And generally on Monday, we've been going a verse each week.
Yeah.
But we did about 5 or 6 weeks of kind of the, what would we say?
We did, all those chapters, how to memorize,
yeah,
and so forth.
Yeah, the beginning chapters in this book before we started memorizing Scripture.
We did start at the new year, though.
Yeah, and then we had an interview with Robert J. Morgan.
Yes.
So if you go back to 2019, you can scroll through, and then 2020, you can scroll through all the different Mondays, because we've been doing this on Mondays for a couple of years now. So it just so happens that in April, we're landing where last week you would have heard us say, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace," which many times is referred to during the Christmas season, and that was Isaiah 9:6. Well, today we land on Luke 2:10. So if you're thinking, why are they talking about Christmas? It's just so how this all worked out.
I don't think anybody coming off COVID is going to be the least bit worried. We're doing Christmas in April.
Yeah,
what
right.
else?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to finish this chapter. He says, "From time to time, I've had the joy of leading tours to the Holy Land, and one of my favorite spots is Shepherd's Field outside Bethlehem. Since Bethlehem was encircled by fields on every side, we don't know the exact location of the events of Luke 2, but their traditional spot is a rock-strewn field that's rather bowl-shaped, with sloping sides all around. The upper rim is dotted with ancient caves, where, according to tradition, the shepherds slept in shifts during the long, cold nights. It's not hard to imagine caroling angels hovering over this field. Their message was a universal announcement to all history, yet so very personal. I proclaim to you, who was born for you, you'll find a baby. It was for you, 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 that he came. And for me. His name, Emmanuel, means God with us."
Yeah, and you know, my 28 trips to Israel, most of the trips will be somewhere on the shepherd's field or overlooking, because it's Bethlehem and it's a Palestinian territory, sometimes there's checkpoints and it's harder to get in. So many times we'll be on one of the adjacent hillsides looking into Bethlehem, and we'll sing Christmas carols.
Oh, that's
it's always
cool.
A special time to do that.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Here's the last quote by the absolutely wonderful Dietrich Bonhoeffer. "We cannot approach the manger of the Christ child in the same way we approach the cradle of another child. Rather, when we go to his manger, something happens, and we cannot leave it again, unless we have been judged or redeemed." Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Mm. Today's verse, this week's verse, Luke 2:10, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Circling that, all the people, not just for those of us in the United States or those in India or those throughout the world. Mm-hmm. It's those everywhere, absolutely, wherever you're at. Wow, powerful voices. And then do not be afraid. We live in times where
we do.
We're ruled kind of by fear, mm-hmm, or fear is not manufactured. There are things to be fearful of, certainly, mm-hmm, but it just seems like the news media and everything has a bent towards having us continue to be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
So these are hard times, and we need an encouraging word.
Yes, we do.
So I appreciate Robert J. Morgan from his book, 100 Bible Verses, Everyone Should Know by Heart.
So here's something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Go buy somebody a present. I mean that. Why not? Why not?
Well, you could start a new tradition. What is it? It's April 19th, so maybe we have a... I know Joey does Christmas in July. Many,
yeah,
times in July, he'll do a whole Christmas program with Christmas music.
I like that because my birthday's in July, so I just feel like bringing it on, you know? Christmas presents.
And what's the date? Let's get that on the calendar now.
Santi, it is so good to have you here.
It is
You're
so
a sweet
funny.
Person. You're a good
Thank
person.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And we're going to give you the last word. So mm-hmm, what is one thing you've learned by being in this internship this mm-hmm last couple weeks? And then maybe also answer, why are you wanting to be an intern?
Right. So I think to be an intern, all you need is a good mentor. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mark, for that.
Oh.
It is very important because, you know, like, you have different places to work. But you get to work the maximum to the person you are attached to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are attached to a person, you will definitely give more output. So a good guidance is very important, as I feel. That whatever I have learned through my internship is I was really lucky to have good mentors mm-hmm over me. So that's why I could learn so much. And the other thing I feel is your hard work and dedication is very important because ultimately what counts is your work.
Yeah.
So if you're able to get good output, it really matters a lot.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
And
that's
so
a great
far,
word.
So good. She's been doing great. And one thing with the interns, sometimes you have to spend a lot of time training them. I won't say counterproductive, but it's like, oh, gosh, I could just do it myself. But with Sansi and some of the other interns, they're already learning how to do things and are advancing it with little supervision. So it's like, oh, thank you, God, that they're easy to train and that they're independent and can do things.
Well,
so
I tell you, I'm glad to help out, but I'm not going to take on trying to train a law student in law.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe in something else, but not in law.
Well,
you're ahead of me.
Well, and we've talked about maybe eventually we'll see how it all works out. Maybe she'll write an article or some legal tips in our Prime
sure
Lifetimes
yeah
paper and
mm-hmm
so forth. So
yeah,
got lots of ideas for
yeah
you, so we'll
Thank
see how
so
it all
much
comes together.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, everyone, let's take heart in this verse, Luke 2:10. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Sansi Gupta with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.